This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to that harvest honey.
Here's to the farmer. Good days. American Family Farmer on the air now. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer, a radio host as well, putting the two ideas together. A couple of years ago, we decided that it was time for somebody to be a spokesperson for the small family dairy farmer, for the produce person, a medium-sized farmers as well, brought into the fold here, people that are running ag businesses, those who are locavores that are interested in buying the produce that we on the family farms produce. All those folks are welcome into the discussion here. Feel free to send me ideas about what you want to know, what your problems are, what we can supply you for information. It's Doug at DougSteffen.com. Doug at DougSteffen.com. It's so neat to be able to have this opportunity. We're blessed to live in a country that allows free conversation about these issues, even if we don't feel like we're being heard. At least we have a conversation about it anyway. So the question is going to be this week, as there's a new president that's been elected, be in office in January. So what does President Trump, well, President-elect Trump at this point, what does he mean for agriculture? As farmers wake up this week to the reality of a Donald Trump presidency, what do we have to look forward to in 4 years of a Trump administration? I've said this on any of my radio programs, I believe, and it wouldn't have made any difference, I don't think, whether Trump or Mrs. Clinton got elected, they would be a one-term president. So when Trump was first thought to be, when the late night numbers started coming in, a lot of the world commodity markets went into the tank. They have since come back because people are going to wonder, this man is not a known commodity. He certainly is not a farmer, not connected to farming. But because he had 276 electoral college votes, he is the man. 45th president of the United States. His victory look at the states. I think when I get to the answer to the question, maybe I've answered it already. When you look at the states that he won, they are the ag states for the most part. You know, in California or the northwestern state, a lot of ag there. But certainly what we call the heartland, the Midwest, the Mid-South, the Southeast, lots of important ag there. He won. And so what is that mean? And with his attitude toward Latinos, toward Hispanics, a lot of farmers didn't like Trump because they felt that his platform would bring about a change in the reality of having illegal immigrants work on the farms cheaply. And that affects, it is tough enough to make money on the small family farmers these days, small family farms, without having some of these people around. That's the reality. I have always made sure the people that I hired had at least green cards. I want to know they're here legally. I won't hire them. But that's not the case everywhere. And I think you can criticize Trump handily for his lack of specific policy information. He has not developed a comprehensive agriculture or rural platform at all. He does say he has a plan. His campaign says they have a top-notch committee of farm country leaders to advise him on agricultural issues. So at this point, that's all the information that is necessary, or it all is going to be real. We can speculate until the cows come home, pardon the pun, but it doesn't, what's the point? We are certainly interested in commodity prices. The future of our agriculture business is all about commodities. I'm happy that Trump is opposed to the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Some farmers think that's bad. He has promised to scrap NAFTA. He says all of these trade agreements are anti-American, and he may be right. So I think that would be the first thing people look to, the position on immigration and these trade agreements are the two things that may affect farmers the most immediately. I think having an impact on the family farmer, the negative impact TPP would have if he sticks by his guns and doesn't allow that to happen, that'll be good. That's my view anyway, and that's what I think. I think otherwise anything else that we talk about here with regard to the president-elect is nonsense because we don't know anymore. Well, those are the two things that I picked out that I thought were the most important ag issues at the moment, the trade programs and our attitude, the country's attitude is set by the administration toward immigration and illegal immigration. So let's see what comes out of that in the next few weeks or months as he prepares to take office. All right, that's my overview of the results of the election. In a moment, we're going to meet the person responsible for the new Farmer's Almanac and the situation for those of us who use the Farmer's Almanac, very interesting publication, goes back to 1792. A lot of people still trust it. So let's talk about what's in the new one in a matter of moments here. On this week's American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen. For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
The United States Postal Service knows holiday wish lists better than Santa himself.
Really?
Dear Santa, this year I've been really good. Like, really, really good. And that's why I'd like a hippo hat, hippo gloves, and hippo sunglasses. And maybe a hippo coloring book.
During the holidays, we deliver. Especially when it comes to hippos. In fact, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. No matter what's on your wish list, our priority is you.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
All right, 16 after the hour, the American Family Farmer is on the air, your weekly connection to family farming, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. From my point of view, people who have issues, people who have answers to your problems, that's what we're here to do. Welcome now with me, Severin von Charner Fleming, who's the editor-in-chief of the Farmer's Almanac. I'm hoping you can check it out, by the way, at thegreenhorns.net. I hope above hope, Severin, that I did justice to your name. Am I okay? Am I safe there?
We're good. We're still safe.
We're good. Okay, that's good. So you're the founder of the Greenhorns, the new publishers of the Farmer's Almanac, right? You haven't. How long have you had control of the publication of the Farmer's Almanac?
Well, there's an old Farmer's Almanac that's been continuously published for quite a long time, and that's out of right. Yankee Publishing in New Hampshire.
Yes.
And the new Farmer's Almanac, and that's still going. They're strong. Mm-hmm. The new Farmer's Almanac, we're coming into our third edition. We do it every other year, and that's published by Greenhorns, which is about 9-year-old grassroots organization based in the Champlain Valley of New York.
And this organization portends to do what?
Our mission is to promote, support, and recruit the incoming generation of new farmers and ranchers on the land. And we do that in various ways, mostly through convenings, networking, parties, guidebooks, posters, mixtapes, radio. We have our own weekly podcast that's been going for 7 years now. It's documentary films, short films, and then, of course, this kind of literary journal for the working agrarians.
Tell me about the podcast. I'm happy to promote whatever you're doing. I think you got the gist listening to me as we get started talking about the election. You get where I'm coming from. I'm here to help promote all enterprises that are helpful for American family farmers. So tell me, what sort of things do you deal with in that podcast, and where do we find it?
Yeah, well, it's a weekly show on a network out of Brooklyn called Heritage Radio Network that actually has round-the-clock podcasts, and they stream live in Brooklyn. And every week we have another young farmer on the air talking about their life, what's going on in the landscape around them, what kind of opportunities exist in that regional economy that they're a part of, something about their personal story and vision, where they find inspiration, and, you know, just helping us get to know one another as we enter this work. As much of the Greenhorns mission is helping young agrarians navigate a career in agriculture and kind of suss out and figure out where that trajectory is going to take them. So we see the podcast as a way to help with orientation and finding your kin.
All right, so what's your scoop? Why are you interested in this? What's your background?
Well, I was a farm organizer since getting into farming, and, you know, just wanted to figure out how do we make as many of the cultural infrastructures, technical infrastructures, and political infrastructures that we need as young agrarians to succeed in our land-based enterprises.
How important is government? I hear what you're saying. How important is government involvement to you? I ask that question because people who listen to me and this program with regularity know that I'm pretty anti-government when it comes to farming. We ought to be able to go down our own roads, find our own markets, and not have to deal with the influence or disruption of much of government that is there to get in the way of our success. What do you think?
Well, if, you know, you're in a libertarian mindset, you know, organic farming is a good case in point. It's a relatively unsubsidized sector of our agricultural system. There's now newly, and Greenhorns and the National Young Farmers Coalition have been a great part of the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition, which lobbies to get programs for organic producers and for small producers, you know, things like greenhouse grants and EQIP for hedgerows. And so there's a year going into beginning
right.
farmer and rancher.
Let's pick it up there. Hold on a second. 21 after the hour in the American Family Farmer.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring.
Farming.
Turn from green
and
that
harvest. I've been around cows all my life. I love my farm and farm life. And I try to extol the value and virtue of that life, because it is a life. It's not a job. It's a lifestyle, as our guest Severin Van Charner Fleming is finding out. So you said you've been working on the farm. She's the publisher, by the way, if you're just joining us, of the new Farmer's Almanac, as opposed to the old Farmer's Almanac. Been around for a long time. This publication has hit the stands three times. They do it every other year. And it's produced by Greenhorn Media, GreenHorns.net is a place to find it. So I got sort of between the lines that you didn't grow up on a farm. When did you get started? How did you get interested or intrigued by farm life?
Well, I started farming when I was in college. I went to school in Southern California, which is a climate very very good for a greenhorn. Mm-hmm. You can grow just about anything if you just water it. And
that's true.
You know, we started doing the almanac because we recognized that it's a really interesting format for political discourse within within the agrarian movement. And as I'm sure you know, Benjamin Franklin's almanac was a major instigator of American revolutionary thought.
Yep.
And he was a big fan of Thomas Paine and the Rights of Man. So we see that as a fine tradition to reclaim and recapture. And the almanac generally predicts the weather, or that's why people would, you know, purportedly buy it.
Right.
Now we look at the future and we say probably the weather's unpredictable.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to stay motivated. We need to stay connected with each other and have an outlet for our thoughts on various matters.
Now, you said you made a reference to me as using libertarian thought when I gave you some of the background of my thinking. Should I assume by looking at some of the info here on your group that you and what you just said, that you are that you and your members lean toward libertarianism?
We are not overtly a political group. We're political in the sense of believing in an agrarian democracy, believing in the value of small and regional businesses, believing in the value of connection to place and watershed.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, now that we have an interesting new situation on a national scale, the work that we've all been engaged with in rebuilding more food sovereign, more food secure communities seems just as applicable. It's like no matter what happens at the top, the work that we're all engaged with goes on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Well, we all have to eat. No question about that. And people, you heard me mention the locavore movement. People are much more, many, I shouldn't say people in general, but I would say many, I'm not sure most is applicable yet, but many people, many Americans are very conscious, very concerned, very interested in what they're eating and what they're putting into their bodies. So it seems to me that you are on that plane. The New Farmer's Almanac is aimed at promoting the next generation of agrarians. And they are, from my experience anyway, you tell me if you agree, Severin, very concerned about what there is out there for choices when it comes to food, right?
Yeah, well, that locavore movement is really the marketplace that we as new agrarians are happy to enter. Obviously, 70% of American farmland is being used to grow feed for animals as opposed to feed for people.
Yeah.
But in the small homesteads, city plots, in peri-urban areas, you know, often with multiple parcels and lease agreements, new farmers, even if they didn't come from farming, even if they're not coming with a bunch of capital, are able to make a go because of direct markets, CSAs, farmers markets, selling to restaurants.
Yep.
And, you know, we're talking about vegetables, we're talking about fruits, and we're talking about pastured poultry and pastured pork as some of the major enterprise areas that are available to and hospitable to the aspirations of these new growers.
Yep. I want to talk with you in a few minutes about estate taxes and what the election portends for that, taxes in general for farmers in the focus as we continue on this week's American Family Farmer.
If you could predict how long you'll live, would you? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. Scientists say all you need is a treadmill, a heart monitor, and a calculator to predict whether you'll be alive a decade from now. The test, named Fit Treadmill Score, is a measure of your overall fitness. This involves 3-minute trials on a treadmill with increasing speeds and degree of incline. Johns Hopkins cardiologists looked at 58,000 stress tests and created a simple formula to tell you how likely you are to die over the next 10 years. Findings supported what we suspected all along. Fitness level is the most powerful indicator of death and survival, even after accounting for all other variables such as genetics. We are warned that the test isn't foolproof and that it by no means predicts the toll worrying about dying can take on any of us.
If you've ever had digestive issues slow you down, it's time to live digestively with the number one high-potency probiotic, Ultimate Flora. Because with 30 billion live cultures inside you, life feels a little lighter, a little livelier, a little more you. No matter where life takes you, live digestively with Ultimate Flora Probiotics from Renew Life. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Number one probiotic brand with 15 billion or more cultures based on annual sales.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
In the spring, the turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown that got him on his feet with handshake of money. Here's to the farmer's wife that loves him every night, raising a son, raising a daughter. They gather around the table, send it up to the father. Somehow they get closer when times get harder. Here's to the farmer.
So 34 at the hour, your weekly connection to family farming in our country. A big interest because the food that you eat, this is not necessarily for everybody, but food is something we're all interested in, and where it comes from is on everybody's mind. So that's one of the reasons behind putting this program on the air, called the American Family Farmer, part of my Good Day enterprise. I'm Doug Steffen. This week we're having a conversation with Severin von Scharner Fleming, the editor-in-chief of the new Farmer's Almanac, which is not in competition with the old Farmer's Almanac. It's a new way of looking at some of the things, the new economics, the new kinds of ways that people are getting into farming, where they're farming. And that brings me around to looking at the issue of land succession. There has been a lot of discussion. The Obama administration is quietly trying to, and I use this word advisedly because I can't think of another word that's better than sneak, because that's what they're trying to do. Sneak in during the time between the lame duck period, between the election and the new year. They're trying to sneak in a proposal to change the death tax, the estate tax on farms, down from $5 million to where it was, I think it's $2 million or $3 million, which would then make it mandatory or certainly necessary for most people I know who are my age, who have farms. They got a lot of land, they're land rich and cash poor. So under this egregious effort, which he's been trying to pull off actually pretty much since he got into office, his disrespect for farming and agriculture has been legion. And so this late move on estate taxes puts into question how you pass along to members of the family or to other people who might want to continue in farming the so-called land succession issue right on the front burner. So what have you got to say? What sort of work are you doing, Severin, to try to make land available for those who are fans of yours, in league with you, who want to keep the land in farming and expand, in fact, what the opportunities are for new farmers? How do we do that?
Well, it's actually about 70% of American farmland that's owned by people over the age of 65. Mm-hmm. So that means that in the next 20 years, an estimated 400 million acres of U.S. farmland will be changing hands. Yep. That's a succession statistic. So I'm active with a group called Agrarian Trust, which is really focused on that. It's that issue, that topic, that right. problem.
Yep.
Most actively, this comes from, you know, a decade of organizing within the young agrarian community. So we're coming from the land seekers position this conversation. But obviously it's a conversation that straddles both sides of the issue. So we have assembled pretty good set of resources for people who are on both ends of the land succession question. Yes, on estate planning, yes, on succession and business planning, yes, on, you know, how to set your business up into shares so that it can be transferred, you know, the farm business itself.
Right.
There's expertise in most states that's available for the people who are dealing really practically with these transactional issues on the ground. One of the interesting places for us, and in terms of access for new agrarians, there's a lot of women who own land many times because they're widows or they inherited from their fathers, who are interested to make that land available, not just for commodity corn and beans, conventional, but to put in more conservation practices and even make it into organic acreage. So as far as a new agrarian is concerned, there are more and more places where we can get acres out on the landscape, and there's just not enough, frankly, bodies and brains and businesses, you know, ready for the amount of acres that are in transition. And we, you know, really need to keep training, keep recruiting farm kids and non-farm kids, kids who went to all different kinds of schools and kids who weren't even born in this country. All of these, there's a lot more hands needed, mm-hmm. is the basic point.
Well,
and there's
the
a really interesting conference from Farmers Union coming up next week. It's an online beginning farmers conference. The National Farmers Union is a really great convening place for a lot of this work.
I like that. I belong to the National Farmers Union. I think they're fabulous. I have no use anymore for the Farm Bureau. They've become a spokesperson for the huge agribusinesses, and they don't speak to what I'm interested or need, nor do they probably speak to your interests and needs either. Having the National Farmers Union work on this with you, that's an excellent thing. And so is the focus on what you do market-wise. Otherwise, I think you say there is a need for more hands, more people to be involved in this. We have land, but we don't have hands. And so you're doing a job, it looks like, to try to recruit people, or you're educated. How do you think we're going to find the next generation of people to monitor and protect our land?
Well, what's going on in federal and national politics helps us. You know, the problem is not interest. The problem is, how do you survive the first few years?
Well, okay, let me put it to you another way. The American populace is used to buying cheap food. They want good food, but they want cheap food. And if they get good cheap food, that's fine. But if they don't get good cheap food, they'll buy cheap bad food, because that's just where our heads are, unfortunately. And they don't want to pay to support. I found this out on my farm, although I used to sell raw milk for $11 a gallon, and I could sell 100 gallons a day in this small rural area where I am, and I could probably sell more than that. I could probably sell 300 or 400 gallons a day if I marketed properly, which might have been enough to save that sort of end of my operation. That's expensive, and people have to value what you're selling in order to pay that kind of dough for milk. But people who are educated do that. But the average person doesn't want to spend that kind of money for milk, and they don't certainly want to spend $2 for an ear of corn. But a good non-GMO organic ear of corn probably costs the farmer, in order to sell it and make something valuable, pretty close to $2 an ear. So maybe the situation here requires a focus on educating the public as to what it costs to have, you know, the farmers entitled to make a living wage. And a lot of these farmers you were just talking about that are 60, 65, 70, and the land that they've got, they've worked on all their lives, is their only equity, because they weren't paid respectfully, for the products they were making. And that's just kind of the way it is in America. And so when people look at that as they want to make a career, they say, I can't make any money doing this. I can't survive. So that's a real problem, I think, don't you?
I super agree with you. The structure and the value, the terms of trade are really stacked against the producer.
Yeah.
And they have been for quite a lot of American history. And, you know, the Farmers Union, the Grange, those were, you know, political mobilizations to work on issues of parity.
Mm-hmm.
That actually the Farm Bureau was founded in opposition to the Grange.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's, you know, that's the story we've all been living in this country since way before I was born and had any opinions about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I would just make an argument with you and say that people are buying these good foods, and
oh, they
so
are,
many
absolutely.
Families are touched by cancer.
Yep.
So many families are touched by autism. You know, moms are not dumb and increasingly are seeking out, you know, produce without pesticides for their kids.
Yes.
So that sector just grows and grows and grows, and we've seen that major, big, serious food corporations have been up in the business purchasing organic food brands as fast as they can snap them up, exactly because they see that this is a growth sector.
Right.
So I don't have an answer except that little by little, acre by acre, the more we can move our farmland into more diverse systems, systems that are much more focused on soil health, that are focused on more regional markets, that add more value to the product at the source. We're talking not liquid milk, but yogurt and cheese.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, these are the principles that the Grangers were talking about in the 1880s in terms of their moral farm economy, and they're the same principles that we're interested in today, is more resilience in these farm businesses.
And they certainly have a place. Let's pause for a moment, and then we'll finish our conversation with Severin Von Charner Fleming from the new Farmer's Almanac here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
All right, continuing along now on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Severin von Scharner Fleming. Our focus on affordable farmland used in many circumstances for organic farming. So what's your position on GMOs? There's a lot of data out. I was looking at the Farm Research Foundation's organic research agenda, and weed control was on the top of that. And I don't want to, if you'll pardon the pun, get too much into the weeds here because it can get pretty complicated. But the GMO thing is something that really sticks in my craw because we're not, I don't mind. I guess I don't mind that they're there. I don't like them. I don't use them. I don't want them. But they're everywhere. And the people who are responsible for manufacturing and distributing them are pretty aggressive. So the people who are in your league, it would seem to me, would be very interested in dealing with things that aren't GMO connected. And one of them is weeding. So how do you, I mean, there are issues like that, and I take that. I'm thinking of a lot of different issues. I just happen to have that one on the top of my mind. So what do you do about non-GMO crops and weeding issues that come up all the time? These super weeds that are around now, these monsters, are really horrible. How you can, yeah, I'm getting into the nitty-gritty here of how you're working with your people.
Well, we have a funny video on our website. It's called Weed Dating. It's basically like speed dating, but instead of dating, we're weeding. So you can, you know, meet other people into farming and also see how quickly they can weed. That's a joke answer.
I get it.
You know,
no,
the corporate consolidation that has characterized the last 100 years in U.S. agriculture and the structures that govern our policy making. And the consolidation of these huge agrochemical companies and huge seed companies really challenge and undermine our food security in this country, and they undermine the choices that we can make on the ground. And, you know, it's almost half of the agricultural counties in the United States had in the last 5 years either drought or flood. And the crop insurance payments that are being made, something like $60 billion in the last 5 years, according to a report I recently read from the Center for Rural Affairs. So there's a lot of experimentation, I think, that is good experimentation. And for people who are opportunistic and thinking ahead and looking at a change in the climate, figuring out in the edges of, in terms of agronomy,
mm-hmm.
what can be grown differently.
Yeah, all right, we're going to have to.
That experimentation is needed, and I think we should set up incentives to be doing that work instead of just.
Got it. Thank you, Severin von Scharner Fleming from the New Farmer's Almanac.
Mm-hmm. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields and the spring that turn from green to that harvest money.
Now 30, what's running at the wrong time here? 53 after the hour on the American Family Farmer. Now this comment. The situation with farms that are having financially difficult times brings us around to thinking or perhaps advising, suggesting some steps that will help you through difficult times. And more often it happens in the winter than it does the summer or at the end of the period if you're in a harvest mode, you're getting a lot of dough in the fall, and then you go through the winter time. A lot of people spend a lot of money when they have it, and then they don't have it, and they don't know, well, what am I going to do now? So make sure that you have a list of your goals. The first thing that I want to know when I'm talking to somebody in any business, no matter if it's farming or whatever business you may be in, is whether you have a goal. Do you have you set aside, this is what I want to do with my money, this is how much money I want to make this year, this is how much money I want to save this year, that kind of stuff. Goals are very helpful. Also, the people that you have around you, not just necessarily working on the farm, but working to advise you. I've always found it necessary, whether it was in my broadcasting business or whether it was on the farm. I'm the smartest guy in the world. I need help. I need input. I need advisors. So get good ones. Maybe there are people in your family who have had success. Maybe there are people in your town who have had success. Maybe there are people that belong to these organizations like the National Farmers Union. They have all kinds of groups within groups that are helpful to get people focused on their costs. And that's another thing. Costs of production. Unfortunately, we make our decisions on emotion. I know I do on my farm. I just do. I don't look at a budget. I just say, okay, we want to have this much to take care of the cows and this much for fertilizer and that kind of stuff. It's not a good one. I'm not telling you that my way of doing things is the right way. I'm giving you some ideas that come from people who are smarter than I am and better at this. And these are actually good. You could delineate various pieces of this that would be good for any business, any small business. The kingdom that you have and what you're selling, there are, as I just said, lots of people who spend lots of money in the fall because they are getting, unless you're a dairy farmer, but most of the produce people start making money in the spring, through the summer, into the fall, and that's it. So do you have 3 or 4 months of living cost in the bank? Do you have it in cash? If you don't, then you ought to figure out how to do that. Have you bought all your presents? Well, I don't have any money. How am I going to live the next 3 or 4 months? That's, you know, it seems like common sense stuff. And basically, it is. The smart farmers are dumb like a fox. They keep the cash and they pay with cash, and that's a good way to save money. I think sometimes you see 10, 12, 15% difference in the price you pay cash for things. If you're an investor in commodities, I was talking to a North Carolina farmer who retired after 40-some-odd years of being on the farm. He was asked for his best advice for young farmers, and he said, invest in productive assets. That includes you and your land. Make sure your land is being restocked. You know, a lot of fertilizers don't help the land. They help the produce grow that's on the land, but they don't nourish the land. So there's something to be said for that. Another idea to keep you financially sound is keep a record of your credit score. About a third of the time, you'll find a lot of information that's wrong. I found this out just this week with my credit report. And these people, these three companies, they really suck. Honestly, at keeping records, they don't care about you. I don't even know who gave them the authority to do this sort of thing. But make sure your credit is in good shape. That's, and get the annual reports from all the credit agencies so you can keep an eye on it. Speaking of keeping an eye on it, how about the costs of what it takes to not run the farm, but run your family? Because they all become sort of meshed together. I know that's happened on my farm. But you need to separate them out. The average four person family, it's going to cost you about $40,000 a year to live, unless you grow your own food. That's one of the great things I love about being on the farm. I go out in the good weather months and I eat what's in the garden. And I bet plenty of you do as well. Record keeping programs, we have it differently now. We use things, computer programs, Quicken Books, that sort of stuff. Now, those are very helpful as well. So hopefully, and the transition plan, what's happening to your land? Don't let it go to the tax man. Don't let it go to the damn government. Protect it. And there are lots of ways of doing that. Check them out. That's my suggestion, my point of view. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
The
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.